Sam Newman, or the Enforcer as we call him, was a staple in Triple M footy's early days. He called it as he saw it, he didn't care who he offended, and I hope we have the dump button ready, because in 2006, my goodness.
Number 5, Sam Newman goes off.
Ryan of Lang Warren, what can we do for you, Ryan?
Just a quick question to Sam. Are you thinking about becoming a coach at all?
No, not at all.
All right, because I'm a big fan of your work, but I am sick of your negative bitching about this game. You know, they don't do this, they don't do that. Unless you're going to put your hand in the ring and actually change anything, just shut up. And I know you're going to say, oh, I'm a commentator, it's my job. You're not a commentator. JB is a commentator, he actually talks about the game. You just come in with your outdated, crappy little bitchy moaning comments. Oh, I don't do this. It's time to put it away, Fox. The game's changed. Jump off the radio, jump into a nursing home and just leave it alone.
Were you here today?
Yes, I was.
You're a f***. Oh, no, that's Ryan of Lang Warren.
Sure, you might have just had a little technical glitch there,
yes,
right at the end.
I thought we were on here, we're off here. Mick of Greensboro, welcome to you, Mick.
All those electrical pulses.
Mick.
Yes, Sammy.
Yes.
Well, my call is exactly what Ryan said, mate. I found myself...
Ditto.
...listening to that game and the call. The pre-match, fantastic, all the lead-up, but... I'm just sick of double
Ryan's
call.
Were you here today?
I didn't go, but I have
been. Then you can't comment, you fool. You cannot comment on the game if you weren't here watching it. Now, you are a moron, sir. I won't call you what I called the other boy, if you weren't here watching the game, you are an imbecile. You cannot have the intelligence to ring up and say you criticised something you didn't see. Now, that is just logic.
Well, what about...
Don't insult me, please. You can... Tell me I'm anything you like, but don't say it was a good game if you weren't here to watch it. You are a fool, sir.
But for those calling in, for both Ryan and Mick, that is, I think it was a good game. For me, it was
not a good game.
No,
Ryan.
For me.
It was entertaining.
For Spud, what
was
about you?
I liked the contest.
Now, listen to what I say. It was entertaining. It was a contest, but it wasn't a good game of football. It was played by sides who do not understand what the essence of winning and how to win is.
Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years.
Daisy, one of the ones that stands out for me, the Zaharakis, the goal in the wet to win the game for the Bombers, to break the Pies' hearts, to break your hearts. We're at training because, of course, we were still footy training while Anzac Day was on. It was probably a Wednesday or Thursday afternoon. And I remember going in to watch that, and that goes down in folklore and one of the great calls in Triple M history.
Yeah, it certainly does. I still remember the play-by-play as it came up the middle of the ground. Brent McCaffer was about half a yard off Zaharakis as he kicked it from 55 in the wet. He absolutely mixed him. I thought, there's no way that's going to go straight. And the ball travelled and travelled. And then as you do, there's moments and there's little voices that just live inside your head. And that call is Zaharakis. Obviously, that did not do it justice, but it was. It is a moment and one of the great calls of a great passage of play in our game.
Number 4. David Zaharakis on Anzac Day.
It's absolutely pissing down here in the game.
We've had a draw.
Collingwood by a point. Kick back into play. Wunderlich's got it. Handball over the top here. Here it comes, Lovett.
Oh!
He's found the target.
Zaharakis.
An opportunity for Zaharakis.
Oh!
He knows the goal. Zaharakis has kicked it. Zaharakis has kicked the goal. Essendon hit the front.
Jesus.
Essendon in front. Can you believe it?
Oh, I can't believe it, Brian.
What is going on?
Zaharakis has put the Bombers in front.
Every Essendon player,
no.
Brian.
Unbelievable stuff.
Next on Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years, it's our top three moments, featuring an off-field fight and an on-field fairy tale. Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years.
At the Saints, I was lucky enough to play alongside some of the biggest legends of the game. Riewoldt, Hayes, Goddard, Nicky Dalsano, the list goes on. But there were few bigger legends at St Kilda than Danny Spud Frawley. And we all took it for granted that he was in the Saints team of the century. But as it turned out...
Number 3, St Kilda's team of the century.
Spud Regis.
Yes.
Nip, nip.
St Kilda team of the century?
Yes. Yep.
Fullback?
No.
Not
no.
in it.
No, not in
no.
it.
No.
I have been saying,
be.
I've been introducing
me
Spud for years at Sportsman's Nights, introducing his team of the century vice captain.
It has to be.
I had a look the other day. He's not in it.
It has to be.
I was writing something today about Danny Frawley, and I thought, I'll just check how. I wanted to check the longest serving captain. I went to the AFL Encyclopedia.
Of which he is there, I think.
And he's in the AFL Encyclopedia, but no mention. So I thought, oh, maybe it's in the AFL 08 book. And I went to the AFL 08 right. book, Chief. St Kilda team of the century. No Spud
Regal. He has
Regal.
To be in it.
JB, I have in been introducing Spud
been
at calling. Sports Nights.
Vice-captain, you call him.
Vice-captain of the St Kilda
I've been saying fullback. Why hasn't he said anything?
And the worst thing is... He has sat there and let me at least 100 different times and has never said,
hey,
just in a quiet, hey, BT. I'm not
I think you announce him on here as the...
I do.
You do.
Team of the
yeah, and he's never pulled you up.
I tell you what, I'm backing him that he's in it. He mightn't be a fullback. He's got to be in the team.
I looked
somewhere.
On the bench. Mate, on the
I did it today, only hours
well,
ago.
Who is fullback if it's not Spud?
Burden Howe.
Oh, no.
Well, he's on the bench or a back pocket.
I am going to back him to be in it somewhere. I cannot believe he's
didn't
not.
Make it, Spud.
Now...
Don't be so happy, Brian.
He was also filthy. Didn't he miss out on the Ballarat where every player...
Bungaree,
that's it.
Didn't get in their team of the century either. His brother, Tony, Charge Frawley, got in at fullback.
So he's pretty much been snubbed everywhere.
He's not in any of the centuries.
He's not even part of the century, apparently.
Spud Regis.
Yes, boys. Oh.
We need to run Spud. Something by you, Spud, because I have just had it brought up, and I am defending you vehemently here against the odds because Gary's got the Oracle in his lap. He has come to the table and said that there's no D. Frawley in the St Kilda team of the century, not only not at fullback, not on the bench, nowhere. I said, that can't be true.
I'm not in it, mate.
Oh, no.
Oh, Spud Regal. I was writing something on you today, Spud, and I went to my research book just to make sure that what Brian has been saying for 5 years is right. I couldn't see your name, and I've come in here outraged, and you're telling us you're not in it.
Well, these boys have to do their homework, mate. I just sat there and I thought, well, they're not going to do the homework. It was taking you to come up with the truth.
But I have introduced you 500 times to about a 300 different variety type crowds over recent years, and I always pledged you as the vice captain of the St Kilda team of the century. We were doing the Win TV of Country Victoria for the last 3 years in a row to the corporates.
I was actually on the selection committee, believe it or not, of the team of the century, and I kindly made sure that I basically couldn't vote for myself, so I said, boys, well, I'm out of it.
Spud Regis, for the last 18 months on this station, I'm talking over the last three seasons, Danny Frawley, St Kilda fullback of the century, I've been giving it. Any danger of tapping on the shoulder, Spud?
Thinking, well, when are these boys going to tell the truth?
Any danger of you tapping me on the shoulder and saying, Jim, he's up on the team of the century?
Jim, what are you reckon about the Verdon Howe family? How do you think they feel?
What are they doing?
Touch a wobble about it.
It's not at all.
Oh, we're shattered down the front here.
No longer will I be able to give you the big razz at the start. No, it'll just be St Kilda player, Danny Frawley.
Oh, Spud Regis, I'm shattered.
Well, you've just got to do your homework, JB. What's going on, mate?
No, I've stood by you like Scotty Burns earlier in the week.
Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years.
It's one of the most infamous and controversial moments in Triple M Footy's history. An argument, a plate of rice, and the chief, Jason Dunstall. It's a moment in Triple M Footy folklore, and we call it Ricegate.
Number two.
It was my rookie year.
We were entertaining clients in our own box.
I didn't see it coming. I was in the right-hand corner.
Quarters was facing Jason Dunstall, and he was facing back to him, and I was sort of facing Quarters and Jason from the bottom row.
A couple of the guys said, look, we'd love to go and see the guys in the box.
The conversation at that point was around Trent Crowe.
I got the mail that Trent Crowe, sadly, after the 2008 grand final when he limped off, his career was over. The future of Trent Crowe, which looks more and more clouded as the weeks go by.
Why? And as this thing was getting more and more tense...
You've got mail on...
Can you clarify your statement, please?
He can be a bit irascible, and he was ready to explode anyway.
Chief stopped eating. He very rarely stopped once he started, like a horse in the stable. So, basically, I pushed it and pushed it.
This is exactly what Channel 10 do. This is sensationalism.
Oh, yeah. When the chopsticks stopped being active, I sort of thought, oh, boy, this is actually going to become something.
You're talking shit is what you're doing right
now. Don't swear on air.
I'm telling you, you're talking shit.
Don't swear on air.
You're
better than that.
He reacted the way he did because he knew he'd been beaten in the argument.
You shut up and listen instead of talking shit.
Don't speak to me like that.
Well, then I won't talk to you. Get out of the box.
He just basically just slapped it. And it was his right hand that opened up and flicked the rice and all of the vegetables and the sweet chilli sauce. It landed all over quarters. It hit him flush in the face.
And he would have had, like, 13 pieces of rice wedged in his head.
There were grains of rice, the basmati, in the glasses. What was the most bizarre thing was, Ben Amapio just finished saying to the sponsors in the back of the room,
the camaraderie between our guys is so much better than these other clowns at AW and SEN.
Now, I've been trying to talk to Mark Stevens about what was happening in Adelaide.
So, Steve-o.
Quarters leave.
I was seriously worried at that stage that Quarters wasn't coming back. He was emotional.
Rubbish. I left the box because I was fearful what I may do to the Chief what I did to Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I've got an update for Michael Roberts. Mickey Roberts just sent through right then. I was standing side on to the culprits. There was an issue with prawns as well.
This is the gap between the incident itself and Quarters coming back in.
Are they going to get all the players back? I don't think they are. There's a bit of chicken on the floor down there.
How did you get him back in the box?
Well, I said, well, what do you want?
That was Ben on that fateful day 10 years ago. Kind of puffing his chest out, saying, you know, I'll look after it, but, you know, he was hopeless.
And he said, well, I want an apology.
Chief says to me, I know what Ben just told you, that isn't happening. I'm going to ask you to apologise.
Didn't mean to upset him, so I apologise.
Quarters returns after 15 minutes. Wasn't upset, I just went out to cool down. And he goes back to his calling position. But as I look down at Quarters, there's two pieces of rice still in his hair, and some sweet chilli sauce just dripping. I mean, this has been an ongoing saga for 10 years.
Has there been any contact between the Chief and you?
I actually got an 8-page text apology from the Chief on Tuesday.
I reckon it might be a 2-word reply from the Chief.
Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years. Number one.
So we are down to the best of our 25 moments in 25 years. There are so many to choose from, but on grand final day, it's only fitting we hear the most extraordinary call in grand final history. It was 2016. The Dogs were minutes away from ending a 62-year premiership drought. And with the game on the line, Tom Boyd and our man Brian produced a moment we will never forget.
Couldn't mark it. Naismith, Kennedy, handball out to Buddy. Buddy tackled by Mullis. Oh! Dropping the ball. Boyd took the advantage and played on from inside the centre square. Boyd's kicked the goal. Boyd's kicked the goal from inside the centre. Fuck, I can't believe that. Boyd has kicked the goal from inside the centre square.
He's dropped the magic.
Can you believe that?
No, it wasn't. It was.
What a tackle, those guys. What a tackle, what Franklin. Oh, this guy. There's just a dump button just for half a second, but who cares?
This has been Triple M Footy's 25 moments in 25 years.
I missed it, whatever.
You can listen again at any time by downloading the Listener app.
Good radio, Duke.
Just search Triple M Footy.